why, what's the purpose of life? Why do I get up in the morning? Why do I even bother? And I think I started to ask questions about, you know, the purpose of life, and that led me to start to do a bit of a holy quest. I started reading it. What I found was, while reading it, it wasn't as though I was reading a story, it was as though I was reading someone commanding me, you know, someone giving me guidance. And one night I decided to really try and get the spiritual mood hat. I lit a candle, I had the window open, I had the curtains drawn, you know, I was trying to get that really spiritual feeling. It was a nice summer night in Melbourne, as summer as it can get in Melbourne. And I was sitting there thinking, this is it, you know, this is the night. I'd been, you know, investigating all the spiritual proofs, all the scientific proofs about the fact that the mountains are the pegs, about, you know, how the embryo develops inside, you know, the woman, all these amazing proofs, but I still needed that little push. It's like I was on the edge of a cliff, I was ready to jump, I just needed a push. So I was sitting there, it was very quiet. I was reading Quran, and I stopped. I said, Allah, this is my moment. This is the time I'm about to jump into Islam. All I need is just a sign. Just a little sign, nothing huge, maybe a bolt of lightning. And subhanAllah, absolutely nothing happened. And I mean, I couldn't have even said, oh, that was it. That creep just then in the wall, that was it. Absolutely nothing happened. I was really disappointed. I was gutted. I was sitting there thinking, this is it, you know, this was my last chance, Islam, and I haven't found it. I pulled back the Quran, I turned back to where I was reading. SubhanAllah, the very next verse on the next page, for those of you who ask for signs, have we not shown you enough already? Look around you, look at the stars, look at the sun, look at water. These are the signs for the people of knowledge. SubhanAllah. I threw the dunya over my head and I pretended I was asleep. I was that scared because I couldn't believe how arrogant I'd been to want my own specific sign when all the signs had been there for me all along. The fact that we have this world, the fact that there is this creation, these are the signs for all of us. The next day I decided, this is it, I'm becoming a Muslim.